And what do you think about the impact of increased use of mobiles and mobile sites, and you know, as you have, I know there was an article about how a third of retail sales were done through a mobile, or online retail sales were done through a mobile. It's a bit of an amazing stat.
Yep.
How do you think that will impact?
Okay, there's a lot of smartphones now. And you've seen the takeoff of the iPhone and the iPad, the famous third device. What people don't, what people forget, I think, is that there are a lot of Android phones. So the Android market share is about 25%. The iPhones is about 17%. BlackBerry about 15%. So when people come along and say, let's build an iPhone app, they're actually picking on a very small part of the population.
Yeah.
And people do need to think about mobile sites. They need to think about things that aren't specific to any one platform. And you can build mobile sites that are light, that look and feel like applications, and that will do a good job for their users. So that's just one element of this. The flip side to all this mobile is that many corporate sites have audiences that will use the mobile phone, and you know, simple ones, career seekers, customers. People expect now with these smartphones to be able to come to your site and find everything. And they expect it to behave gracefully. They expect the experience that they get on the mobile phone to be the same one that they would on a PC. That's a challenge for a lot of sites because they haven't been built with modern technologies. The issues about mobile in the long run, I can see that corporates are going to have to put some effort into the mobile experience. And yes, it's a no-brainer. They will have to have the same experience in both places. It's a coming thing.
And everyone's going to need to get better eyesight.
Well, you know, that's true. That's absolutely true. But you can raise the font size on these things.
Yep.
You know, they're pretty good. But it's choose a platform that's neutral. Don't just jump on the iPhone app bandwagon because you think it's the thing to do.
And do you see much demand for clients saying, "Oh, we've got to have an app or some"? And what sort of things?
Oh yeah,
quite
a lot of people are asking for apps or things like apps to do specific jobs. And, you know, there are a few out there, and we're starting to build some. Actually, we've built a lot of mobile sites, but we've built a mobile site specifically to sit around things to do with the annual report, believe it or not. That's an interesting development for us. But, yes, clients are much more aware. They know what they can get on an iPhone or a BlackBerry or an Android phone. And it's very, very front of mind. Everybody's talking about apps and how they're doing stuff. So,
any examples you can give us of?
Oh, there's some good ones out there. There's a good one by, I think, Audi. Got a corporate iPhone app, but they haven't got one for an Android.
Yeah.
So,
GM
it's based on videos actually. So they pulled in corporate videos and created an app, which I imagine was quite easy. I don't know how well used it's been. People want apps, but I think you don't want to just have an app for the sake of an app. And that has to be a reason. So I think we're quite aware of that as well. If you've got an annual report, you can browse the annual report fairly easily on your iPhone or your Android. You don't necessarily need an app to go along with that. Next 15 did.
Yes.
It seemed a little bit pointless.
What was the annual report site that you did? Mobile time.
I can't. I'd have to shoot you if I told you.
The pleasures of the interview.
It'll be going live in about 2 months.
So. Oh, do let us know when it goes out, and we'll
consider it.